ratcheting up tensions. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As President Biden spends time in Poland addressing NATO allies and shoring up support for Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin announces the suspension of a nuclear agreement.
New START is the last remaining post-Cold War U.S.-Russia arms control treaty. Experts have warned it has been on life support for some time, giving U.S. inspectors limited visibility into Russia's nuclear arsenal. Putin canceled talks designed to revive the treaty last year, barring warhead and missile inspections. Both sides have accused each other of violating the treaty, which sets limits to the amount of nuclear weapons each side can field. President Biden signed a five-year extension to the New START treaty when he took office after the Trump administration declined Russia's offer at negotiations.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin of the Pentagon. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called Putin's move deeply unfortunate and irresponsible.
We'll be watching carefully to see what Russia actually does. We'll, of course, make sure that in any event, we are postured appropriately for the security of our own country and that of our allies.
Putin claims the move stems from the U.S. and NATO rallying to support Ukraine in its fight against Russia. EPA Administrator Michael Regan returned to East Palestine, Ohio, as the federal government promises action after the train derailment and controlled chemical burn earlier this month. Regan says air and water continues to be tested.
We're not discounting what people are experiencing at all. We just ask that they seek medical help while we conduct all of our investigations.
People have been complaining of rashes, skin irritation, and other issues since the chemical burn. Seattle has become the first U.S. city to add caste discrimination to its anti-discrimination laws. Calls to outlaw discrimination based on caste, a division of people based on birth or descent, have grown louder among South Asian communities in the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A longtime California lawmaker says she's running for Senate as the incumbent announces her retirement.
Even before Dianne Feinstein announced she would not run for another Senate term, Congressmembers Katie Porter and Adam Schiff both said they would run for the seat. And now they will also face Representative Barbara Lee, who's been a member of Congress now for nearly 25 years. Her campaign rollout video cites her childhood in Texas.
I was the girl they didn't allow in, who couldn't drink from the water fountain.
She also focused in the video on her work to protect victims of domestic violence, people with AIDS, and her work on the Hate Crimes Reduction Act.
And for those who say my time has passed, well, when does making change go out of style?
Lee is perhaps most well-known nationally for being the lone congressional vote against going to war in Afghanistan. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A large-scale experiment looks at the four-day work week.
Two collective thumbs up from both companies and workers. After more than 60 companies joined a pilot program testing a four-day work week in the UK, the trial declared a resounding success, and 92% of companies are keeping it. Before and after data show nearly 40% of workers felt less stressed, 71% reported less burnout after the six-month trial, and the bottom line, companies actually reported an average 35% revenue increase. The British think tank Autonomy finds that workers preferred the extra day off to getting a pay raise, and 15% said no amount of money would get them to go back to a five-day work week. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
The nation's housing slump deepened in January as home sales fell for the 12th month in a row to the slowest pace in more than 12 years. The National Association of Realtors says existing U.S. home sales fell to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4 million properties last month, down by nearly 37% from a year earlier. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.